quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is entering his second season with the team. He is a rocket scientist. He participated in an externship program at NASA. He was 3-0 in bowl games at Tennessee, third most yards of total offense in program history. And back in 2017, he was the 135th pick overall. He is Josh Dobbs. Josh, great to have you on. Listen, how are you and everybody around you doing in the middle of the pandemic? Let me start right there, Josh.
We are doing, I guess, as well as we can right now. So we're staying home, staying safe. We're down actually in Jacksonville, so the beach has just opened up. It's not as packed, I guess, as they've made them seem, but we're trying to enjoy the good weather as much as we can, stay in a good routine, good rhythm, still work out, and get ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I get that. That's the whole thing, right? Stay in a good routine and a good regimen and a good workout. There are lots of things I want to discuss with you, such as the fact that you were recently involved in doing an online book reading for kids in Duval schools. In fact, let me ask you about that right now. What was that experience like, and what did you hope the kids took away?
It was a blast. I think, one, it's just good to get in front of the camera, especially in this time, and read and just promote, students at home to continue to pursue their education. So to be able to be a part of that platform, I guess the celebrity reading platform, I enjoyed being a part of it and was very, intrigued to see the feedback from social media. So I guess whether it's reading, taking videos of it, posting it, from my standpoint or anyone's standpoint, if you have a following, I guess the goal is to make the most of it at this time. You know, people are at home, they're looking for different ways of entertainment other than, of course, just sitting there watching Netflix all day. So being able to, I guess, inspire people to go out and push their mind, push their brains to continue that intellectual side, that's kind of been my challenge to myself. And also try to promote that to others the best I can.
We're talking to Josh Dobbs. One more thought about that. It's part of your ongoing effort to make an impact in the community, no matter where you are. So where did that motivation and desire come from?
You know, honestly, it began when I was younger. I did a lot of different activities. A couple actually started with my parents. You know, on weekends, we would do volunteer activities and volunteer groups. And then as it grew, and I guess as my impact grew, I kind of made that, I guess, one of my calling cards. You know, I wanted to leave an impact. For me, there's a lot of people that have kind of poured back into me to help me get to where I am today. Whether it was elementary school teachers, coaches who helped me first love sports, or just different mentors I've had growing up from my parents to others I've met along my journey. So for me, they say it takes a village to raise a child. So now that, I'm grown and continuing on my path, my biggest goal is to pour back into the youth and just show them, one, to have a plan, have goals, have dreams, and two, you work hard enough no matter what those dreams are in whatever field, engineering, sports, in the community, you work hard enough, you can achieve them. So daily, I try to be that inspiration to anyone I come across.
We are talking to Josh Dobbs. You know, speaking of engineering, I referenced it off the very top, and some people already knew, but you graduated with honors from the University of Tennessee with a degree in aerospace engineering. It makes you a rocket scientist, literally. Take me back. How did
certified.
You first get into STEM?
it's an interesting story, per se. So when I was growing up, I was like the aviation nerd of the house. For instance, like we would go to the airport, and I would tell my parents to get there several hours ahead of time. Like, can we just go watch airplanes take off and land? And then from there, I see like a 737 take off, or we'll fly on like a 757. But okay, it's 757. I'll go home. I'll research it. So I was just constantly trying to learn about the aviation industry. And then I was good at math and science. I enjoyed those classes the most. So I was trying to figure out, hey, I want to go to college. I want to study something that I will enjoy, I'm passionate about, but that I'm also good at and I can use. I was like, okay, aerospace engineering is perfect. Combines my passion of aviation, good at math and science. It's the perfect mix for me. So, of course, I knew it was going to be a strenuous major, but I knew that, when it got difficult and when I was in the library or I was working hard, had a difficult project, difficult test coming up, I knew that my passion for the industry, my passion for just learning about it would help me push through those moments. And, I'm very thankful I did that, and I've loved it ever since I made that decision.
Josh Dobbs joining us. So let me ask you this. When you were a kid growing up in the summertime, were you going to football camps or were you going to STEM camps?
I literally went to both on the same day. Like, my days in the summer, I think, might have been the most more action-packed than my days now on a normal schedule. Like, I remember days where my parents will wake up at 8, and we'll go literally to STEM camp. I'll be there from 8 to 12, and then I'll have a baseball travel game at 2, get there at 1, play in the game, and then do a football camp that evening. So they were wild days, but I mean, those were my passions, like sports, STEM. So just being able to do both, like in the summer, you have a full day, you got 24 hours, you're up for 18 of them. So you have so many hours of the day, and I just wanted to be as productive as I can, and my parents were pushing me to be as productive as I can, and they made the sacrifices to get me there. So I said, I got to make the most of these opportunities.
It's incredible. Josh Dobbs joining us. So when you're playing college football, and in particular when you're the quarterback, there are so many demands on your time. It seems to me it would have been pretty easy to say aerospace engineering is taking up a lot of time. I can major in something else and then come back when I'm done with football and study aerospace at that time if I still want to. Why was it important for you to do it immediately and take care of it right now or then?
I think, you know, obviously the passion, as I've talked about. Another big thing that came up was that, you know, when I was in high school, and I'm sure even now, there's not a lot of people doing it. Not a lot of people pursuing an engineering degree while playing quarterback at one of the most prestigious SEC schools in the country. It's not, I think I'm the only one who's, you know, has done that and accomplished that. So for me, you know, one, I wanted to do it for myself. That was the goal. When I was in high school, I said, hey, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. You know, no matter what people say, hey, time doesn't work. Schedule doesn't work. No matter what, I guess, the obstacles were in my way, I said, I'm going to accomplish it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it the best I can. So that was one. And then two, it was, you know, for that kid who was me, a kid who's me now at 5 years old, who wants to do STEM, is also really good at sports, doesn't really see a lot of, you know, people around him that are interested in the same things as him, and might get a little discouraged. I kind of wanted to be the guy that, oh, like, Josh did that. If he can do it, I hope they see me do it and they know, okay, they can do it. As long as they're passionate about it, as long as they have the discipline, as long as they're willing to work hard enough, then they can accomplish that. Whether it's a degree in engineering and sports, whether your goals, your dreams, or something else that are different, unique, but difficult, no matter what it is, you know, as long as you put your mind to it, like people say, put your mind to it, you can do whatever you do. Well, literally, if you work hard enough, you're willing to work hard enough, you're passionate about it, you're disciplined about it, then you can accomplish it. And I wanted to kind of be, I guess, that example, and then continue to inspire people to do that. And then also, I love aviation, and I wanted to maximize my time on a college campus.
We are talking to Josh Dobbs. Josh, I hate to put you on the spot, but the topic of UFOs has come up on the show a number of times in the last week since the Pentagon confirmed the authenticity of those three videos last week that appear to show some sort of unidentified flying objects. As a man of science and a legitimate rocket scientist, do you believe in UFOs?
Ooh, I've actually gotten this question a lot. This one and the alien question. I mean, they're so, I guess, so prominent. And I think I do believe in UFOs just because, I mean, they're what they say. They're unidentified flying objects. Like, there's so many advances in the aviation world that are more on the military side than commercial side that are kind of, I guess, dark ops or kept secret, that the stuff flying nowadays, the type of technology that we have and our advancements, they're really mind-blowing once you get a chance to get around the industry. So, I mean, maybe UFOs. So I guess I would say not a believer of like aliens flying around, but I think there's some interesting stuff flying up in the skies that have been man-made, and it's kind of a true testament to engineering and the minds that we have on this planet and the problem solvers that we have working in the industry.
Hey, listen, I don't want to be flip about this, and I certainly don't want to come off as too dilettante or elementary to you, but doesn't somebody have to fly those UFOs?
Well, I mean, a lot of the industry is going to automation. A lot of it is UAVs. A lot of it is someone sitting, you know, miles, thousands of miles, flying it through a satellite connection connected to the vehicle. So, yeah, for the most part, we still have people and pilots up there flying, but there's a lot of advancements in the unmanned aircraft world that a lot of it is just remote flying, whether it's drones or massive drones, small drones that you see like people flying, for commercial use or just the massive ones that are like size of airplanes. There's kind of a mixture of both going on.
Appreciate your thoughts on that. Listen, one more thing. Last year, you hosted a number of events to encourage young women who are interested in STEM. We're talking about trips to the movies, a rocket launching session, and more. So what's it mean to you to be able to pass along your love of STEM and your passion to young women and get them hooked as well?
Really, it's a blessing. Especially when you come up in the industry, and you kind of, it's not always the diversity there. So when you come up in the industry, you kind of see that. So to be able to promote that, promote diversity, promote exactly what you said, young women, to go and pursue their dreams. And just because as me, as an athlete, I might not saw other athletes in my classes, as them, as women, they don't see other people that look like them in their classes. It might be difficult for them to want to go into that field. But helping them grow and helping them break out of that comfort zone and saying, okay, this is my goal, this is my passion. No matter what other people are doing, if I want to do this, I can do it. So be able to kind of promote that mindset and just that love, that passion for them to see it from me, I think it's been truly amazing. And it's really cool. You know, the first time you do it, you go to the movies, see the bright look on the girls' faces. And some of them, it might be their first time at the movies. So to see that look on their face of excitement, then you come back the next year and it becomes a regular thing. And every time they see you, you'd be able to create those relationships, those bonds. And it's really just a joy. I enjoy every single time I'm able to get a chance to be a part of those events, and hopefully it'll continue to grow and there'll be more opportunities moving forward, because they're truly a blast.
Did you know you're well-rounded and you're a very interesting individual? If you play in the NFL and most of the conversation was about nothing related to the NFL, that's how you know. He is entering his second season with the team. He's a quarterback with the Jags. He is a rocket scientist. He was 3-0 in bowl games at Tennessee. Josh Dobbs, our guest. Josh, great to have you on. Appreciate you coming in the jungle for the first time, and I hope we can do it again soon.
Always, always. Before I go, I just wanted to say, just with everything going on, there's a lot of organizations that are working tirelessly to make an impact in the environments around them. So with today being Giving Tuesday, just want to encourage everyone listening or wherever you are to find one of those organizations, just help give back and support your community. Thank you, Jim, for having me. And also, can't forget, happy Cinco de Mayo.
It's a great thought. Thank you very much, Josh. Well said. Happy Cinco de Mayo to you, too. And he's right. Make sure you thank those who are on the front line who are putting themselves out there at great risk for the rest of us. Josh Dobbs is a rocket scientist, literally.